7.9.
Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus. This is Air Church
with Pastor Dave Thomas of the Air Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theairchurch.org. That's the theairchurch.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
But I decided not to do layaway, and then I was going to go with the God plan. And so I just turned my faith loop. I go and ask them if they have them. Y'all have these? How much are these? Oh, y'all haven't brought them down yet? Okay. Look, I'm going to check with you next week. It was at Dillon's. So I went back again. They said, no, sir, they're not going to bring these down. Oh, yeah? Okay. So I'm saying, God, you're going to work it another way. So I'm in faith. Somebody say in faith. Some of you sisters walk in here with a $1,000 dress on that you paid $150 for. That's what faith will do. And somebody else will look at that dress and they know, I've seen that dress before. I know what that dress costs. That's what it costs you. I'm a woman of faith. He said, woman of faith, I got it for this much right here. If they decide to tell you, they'll tell you. So anyway, we were shopping. We had to go to the mall for something. And no, we didn't have to go for something. We had to go to the mall for this diamond ring. My hallelujah belonged to the Lord. So after we left, we went in Dillard's. Y'all knows it too. Y'all just listen to people's business. Some of the people just leaning. I'm looking at time. We're gonna get on out of here. So we went back in, and I saw a fella that I knew. Hey, brother. Hey, man. What's up? I ain't seen you in a long time. I knew you working here. How you been doing? So, yeah, Pastor, how you doing? I said, I'm good, man. Good to see you. And I couldn't remember his name, but I knew him and from some time back. So I said, yeah, praise God. I said, I've been looking for some shoes. I said, what y'all got in here? I said, actually, what I'm looking for is this pair of shoes that they black and they certain name. And I saw them. They had them over at y'all other store. He said, oh, we don't carry those over here. We don't have those over here. He said, no, they over. You got to go over to the, what's the name of that? Not the Avenue, the other one. Town Center. You got to go to Town Center. I said, oh, okay. I've been over there, and they're not going to, they price. Since I saw you out, I knew you would probably know they had a deal on. But anyway, so I said, he said, well, let me go look anyway. He went in the back, looked. And he brought these out. I looked at Lady Cynthia. I said, those shoes I'm looking for. They bad, too. I know this is funny, man. Hey, God like this. Now, when you have your story, I'm going to listen to your story, too. So he brought them out. He brought them out, and they were 50% off, Jones. No, but listen to this. Not only were they 50%, he didn't have but one pair, and it was my size. And they don't even carry this shoe. They said, we don't even carry it. I don't know how I got over here. I do. Am I right, Lady Cynthia? Oh, we was in there praising the Lord, smiling and everything. Man, after that happened, I said, well, come on, Cynthia, let's go look at the handbags for ladies then. Let's go over here then. Let's go look at the handbags based on the anointing flowing like this up in here. Let's look some more. You know, God moving in here. Let the church say amen. So needless to say, he had them, I bought them, I'm wearing them. You got the story, and we praising God glorified. Amen. The desire of your heart. God give you the desire of your heart. How many of you is something that you want? It's something that you want. Not because it's Christmas, but because you want, it's a desire of your heart. Now listen to me. It's a desire of your heart. You actually want it. You don't want everything, but you want this. I don't know what it is. I don't care what it is. That's between you and God. That's you. But you know that you want it. It'll make you happy to have the possession of it. Not that you lusting or anything. And you pay. And if you don't get it, you're patient. You're not going to be mad at God or the preacher or the church. And you know what it is and that you desire. I want you to hold your hand up. If you know what it is, I don't want you to tell me what it is. I just want you to hold your hand up right now. Hold it right there. I'm going to believe God with you. God is able to, he's able to bring it into your possession. However he wants. All you need to do is hear his voice. All you need to do is hear his voice. He's got people that will get it for you. He's got all kind of ways. You don't need to know how. You just need to know who. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that these hands held up represent a multitude of desires of the hearts of your people. Bring it to pass, Father. Manifest their desire. You said you give them the desires of their heart. And I thank you, Lord, right now. Regardless of what they face, going through, been through, where they're at right now, Father, manifest the desire of their heart in the name of Jesus. Above what they could ask or think, I count it done. I'm in agreement. It's theirs. Say this with me. Say, I believe, I receive. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise if you will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, praise God. Isn't that something? Now, I am so curious as what y'all want. You know, it's interesting what people would want. And some of y'all hands was up. What you want has nothing to do with you. You want something for somebody else. And some of you, it's something you've been believing God for some years. I'm showing you how to use your faith. Amen. I want to say I had forgot all about these shoes. No, I didn't. Every time I go in a shoe store, I think about them. Every time I pass by the town center, I would think about these shoes. As a matter of fact, I'd go over just to look to see if they still had them. Just stop by. Don't take me a minute. Yeah, they still got them. Same price. Okay, praise God. Some of you been by the car lot, same way. Yep, still got it. Same price. Amen. Amen. You think this to some people, this will bother people. This is like a big thing. This ain't no big thing to God. Because God going to have you doing stuff for him. He said, you got your stuff? Got your little stuff you wanted? You got your little shoes you wanted? He said, all right, do what I want you to do. God has something for you to do. Yeah, that's why his plan is to bless you. So you just get all that stuff out the way. Here, go on and do this right here. But I'm excited about it. Because you're going to tell somebody, just like I told y'all about my shoes. Now, I know y'all going to be checking them out when y'all pass by. I'm going to put my foot out there. Amen. You are so vain, Pastor. I know it. That's why I got saved. I need the Lord. I need the Lord, man. How many of you knew when you needed the Lord? Some of you didn't think you needed him. God is good. Amen. Amen. I serve God with penny loafers. Amen. Long as they knew. It don't matter what it is. How many of you like that? God's just good, isn't it? He engages the desires of your heart. You don't need to cut no deal with the devil. God will bless you. How many of you grew up like that when your mom and them told you don't be taking stuff from other people? How many of you grew up? You remember that's an old school thing. Don't be taking stuff from other people. Who gave you this? Did you come home and say, who gave you this? Where you got this from? How many of you like that? You could just come home with anything and talk about somebody gave it to you. You better not show up there with nothing. Go hide it, keep it at your girlfriend's house and all that kind of stuff. No. That's a pattern they were teaching, saying God will bless you. Your heavenly Father. He has blessed you. So you have to cut no deal. And I told y'all about buying that hot stuff. I'm going on. This is too much for y'all. Let church say amen. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Amen. Did I give y'all enough to? Did I give them enough to put on the radio? Because I preach through the communion. Do this with me. Here's what I do. I'm gonna give you something. more. They'll use some. They got enough stuff. 5,000 teaching messages. Say this with me. Say, this is my Bible. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubter. I am a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better. After having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Turn over to the book of Daniel, y'all. Turn to Daniel. Turn to Daniel real quick. I won't go long. Amen. Preachers, they didn't testify about their jets and stuff. And I'm in here talking about a pair of shoes. I got to grow, don't I? I mean, I got to grow more, don't I? No, it don't have nothing to do with that. Whether you want a plane or a pair of shoes, it's all the same with God. Listen to me. It says you ain't competing with nobody. You're not competing with other people. You don't have to want what they want or have what they have. You understand what I'm saying? Don't get lost in that. Amen. If you want a new car, new bus, a truck, boat, whatever, a bicycle, whatever it is, God faithful. Amen. Amen. Get the message from Wednesday. It was very heavily loaded with faith. And this message here, this is excellence for the believer. Okay, excellence for the believer, but it's all faith-driven. Over in Mark 11, 22-23, Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. Therefore I said to you, whosoever shall say in this mountain, be thou what? Removed, and be thou what? Cast into the sea, and shall not doubt his heart, but shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he what? Whatsoever he what? All right, be sure you get your words lined up. Now, I'm going to go over here to the book of Daniel, but I'm going to mention to you the point on faith, just like I mentioned the other point, which was the point I mentioned before I got over about forgiveness, learning to recover. Learning to recover. Because as you become aggressive, the more aggressive you become in various stages as a believer, there's going to be a demand for you to recover quickly because you're functioning more. You're functioning more. You'll make more mistakes and you'll have to recover more. But as you recover, the more you recover, the less mistakes you'll make. See, a lot of times you listen to preachers, it sounds like they've never done anything wrong and they live a perfect life. You get the wrong picture of Christianity. You get the wrong picture of Christianity. You need to hear that this growth involves failure because you're in a flesh body and you don't know. Before you get your mind renewed, you think you can come in and just follow God without the enemy who was your daddy causing you to get off track? Now, so the point is to understand as you aggressively how to recover and grow faster and understand the coach said when you get knocked down or fall down, get up. The quicker you get up, coach said, I like that about you. Listen, they will stop the film and show a guy that make a mistake and get back up, say, that's what we want. They'll say, that's what we want. And he'll go down and be a part of the play. A lot of times believers will fail. They'll fail, lay down, and start blaming other people. Blaming the preacher, blaming Abraham, the country, the prison. Say you've been delivered from all that. Victory belongs to you. You got to get on up. Now, over here, over in Daniel. Y'all in Daniel already? Now, what I want to share on this area on faith is that many believers, now get this, make this note, and the Lord just prompted me on this thing the other day, that there are many believers, you've been believers a long time, and you have faith, and you think you can go on to something else because you have faith. You can't. It's not about the faith you have. It's about the faith that you are able to function and skillfully release in given situations. And your faith has to be protected. Having it is not enough. Having it is easy. Because it comes whenever you read the word. So I talked to some people and they all said, well, you know, hey, I got faith. I'm in the faith. Because it became popular, a lot of the teaching on faith. So many people got faith and don't know what to do with it. Don't know how to protect it. Don't know how to release it. Don't know that it has specific enemies. Faith in God. Faith in God comes by the word of God. The word of God says things about itself, and it has specific enemies, and they work in specific ways, and they're going to come to you because the faith is in you. Amen. And if you have dysfunction, you're going to be a part of the problem and not the answer. Until your mind gets renewed to where you can fend off what's targeting your flesh to shut down your faith, you won't get the benefits of faith and releasing faith because it's dormant. That's going to be on tape. You need to hear that over again. Understand that. Here again, this was from back in 1984, 85 when we first started ministering. There's a need now to redo seminars on faith with people to understand how faith works. When you get, well, hey, I just believe the word. The devil believed the word, y'all. The devil believed the word. The word of God said, it said devils believe the word and tremble. They have the word too. They know what it says. But they can't be saved. You saved. It's written to you as a believer. The point is, remember when you got saved? You didn't get saved because you got faith. You got saved because you received faith in the word and you acted on it. You had to do something with it. So there are some people who had faith to be saved 1 year and didn't get saved, but 2 years later. They didn't receive salvation, but 2 years after they heard the gospel preached. What happened in all that time? They didn't release it. They didn't do anything with the faith they had. There are people that will tell you, say, well, I believe in Jesus. That won't get you saved. What? You can't get saved by believing if you don't believe in him according to the word of God. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. You don't do that, you're not saved. The scriptures say the devils believe in Jesus. They know who he is. Jesus is a historical fact. Amen. His identity of the word of God and natural history confirms who he is. Your believing it doesn't make you saved. But your believing it and acting on it and asking to be your Lord and Savior causes salvation. Let church say amen. You say, well, isn't that all the same thing? No, it's not the same. Muslims believe in Jesus, y'all. Muslims believe, yes, they believe in Jesus, but there's certain things about him they don't believe. And you can't be saved and don't believe he's who God says he is. Come on, somebody. You got to believe what God says about Jesus. Not only his identity, not just his identity, but who he is. They died and raised from the dead. Amen? For our sins are just. You got to believe all of that. So when a person says, I believe in Jesus, they can say, I believe he came, he was a great man. That won't get you saved. Now, well, why did you say it like this, Pastor? Because I want to take you to faith. You've got these details make a difference. I'm trying to think of another. Excuse my enthusiasm when I'm yelling. I'm just making a point. I ain't mad at nobody. I'm just making a point. The devil's shrewd. He's shrewd. You got to finish it. Romans 10:9-10 said, with the heart man believes, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You've got to finish the process. So when you look at faith, the faith process, somebody says faith process, that's a tape says you ought to listen a long time. So when you go into an area, and you go into an area of growth, you must have the word, believe the word, confess the word. When opposition comes, keep saying what the word says. Because see, it's renewing your mind. Amen. And your capacity to believe will expand as you meditate on the word. Joshua 1:8. I haven't gotten over to Daniel yet. What part of Daniel I'm going to go to? 6? Is that 6? We're talking about this man Daniel in the spirit of excellence. Is it 6:3? Somebody help me out. I'm over on faith and I'm going over to Daniel. Think y'all don't see y'all. This is how people do in trigonometry class when don't nobody have an answer. Everybody look at this. Okay, what do we? You got that, Charles? Where is it? 6:3? All right, go to chapter 6. We're about through. Have y'all been blessed? All right. Do I need to stand y'all up and sit you back down? Have you had a good time? I'm about to abruptly stop. Because we covered a lot of stuff this morning. We have covered a lot. And there's some scriptures came to some of y'all mind that I didn't call out. When I cover something and a scripture comes to your mind, write that down. That's God speaking to you. What he's doing, he's referencing something that you have revelation knowledge of already. And what he's talking to you based on what your strengths are. How many of you have certain scriptures that are like your favorite scriptures? Well, what will happen when there's a point made, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he'll send you to those scriptures and say, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. And you have a revelation. That's a scripture you already gone, so you make your notes. Now, so when you look at faith like that, there are believers that they say, well, they have faith, but they're looking to be blessed without releasing their faith, without understanding, hallelujah, what you're having to do when you have faith, which is produced by that word, the word of God, what you have to do with that. As you meditate on the word of God, it expands your capacity to believe, and you ought to confess that word. Amen. You confess that those scriptures. Amen. And there's a transformation. There's a translation, and there's a transformation that takes place inside of you. You don't get prosperity from God. You become it. You become it. That becomes you. See, prosperity. What's one of God's names that means more than enough? Yeah, that one. That's identity. That's identity. That's not what God does. That's who He is. Well, your meditation, that's who you become. You the image and likeness of God, you become that. That becomes, you don't have to conjure it up. In other words, you identify, your identity begins to parallel with the God that saved you. His name is, what's the name? El Shaddai. You become El Shaddai too. You in Him and He is in you. Okay, what am I attempting to do? To get you to where this, the theological stuff becomes practical to you where you live on an everyday basis. Because God did that by sending Jesus where He could come in you, amen, and then we relate and operate, and certain things you stop saying, and certain things you say with the Word of God. So this faith in God, amen, is how we got saved, and the transformation, what faith in God does, it transforms us, it transforms everything about God, His Word, it becomes you. That's what faith does. Now, in Daniel, I'm only covering so much, Daniel chapter 6, it pleased Darius to set above over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. Oh, y'all, you know what? What's the day? How many more Sundays do we have before Christmas? Okay, good. I'm gonna stuff a lot of Jesus in during them four services. Amen. Amen. Christmas, the prophetic manifestation of the promise of God for salvation had to do with Christmas and the birth of Jesus. So I'm going to go over, you can read ahead of me, go over to Luke, I'm going to Luke and John and look at the supernatural aspect of the birth of Jesus with Elizabeth and Mary. And there's a revelation I have from God. I got this revelation night before last. It had to do, holy place in Daniel, it has to do with the baby jumping in Elizabeth when she came in the presence of Mary. That's what the message is going to be. It's going to be about the baby moving. Lord have mercy. Confirmation. Isn't that something? Elizabeth was pregnant first. Her and her husband too old to have a baby. She got in the presence of Mary. She got in the presence of Mary. Mary was pregnant at that time. They were pregnant 6 months apart. The baby leaped inside Elizabeth. It's like John knew, I'm in the presence. Now what that does, it gives you a revelation of the dynamics of the supernatural. But not just spiritual, but in the natural. When a woman's pregnant in the natural, that baby in the natural. That baby is a physical being in her. And in that other woman, that baby had been conceived. Conception had taken place in both of these women. Come on, somebody. And so what occurred was, somebody said the Holy Ghost. I thought you were going to ruin Daniel. I did too. But the Holy Ghost, God can do this. He can switch. I just follow. So the Holy Spirit, they were both filled with the Holy Spirit from their mother's womb, John and Jesus. I just, you know, Lord just stopped me right there on Daniel and said, it's Christmas, David. Don't know something about that. So in the natural, somebody said the natural. That's the five sense realm. The Holy Spirit is participating. I'm getting close on. The Holy Spirit is participating in the confirmation of the prophetic revelation that God had sent Jesus into the earth, that He was now in the earth already, and that He had sent John the Baptist to signify Him, and John was in the earth already, and this was the first time the two had come into each other's presence, was inside the womb of their mothers. Glory be to God. And when they came into each other's presence, they knew it by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit signified by moving inside of Elizabeth that He was in the presence of the Savior. That the Savior is somewhere. He's in that woman. Lord have mercy. Somebody say conception. It's a living thing, y'all. And that's in the story of the birth of Jesus. When conception had taken place, glory be to God. Everything about Jesus. Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost from conception. When the Word of God says, from His mother's womb, that means when conception took place, And Jesus became a baby in his mama. He was filled with the Holy Ghost, and so was John. So it gives you a revelation of the participation of the Holy Spirit in the affairs of men, even in the five-sense realm. Because they were in the five-sense realm. This wasn't in the spirit here before conception took place. This was in the earth. Amen? And so that's over in Luke. We'll come back and cover that in Luke. But now in Daniel, I was just assigning you to read this part. Amen? In Daniel 6, Daniel was preferred. The word says, and over these three presidents in whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Amen. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because read this. Because read verse 3, and then we'll wrap it up. Are you with me? Hold it. Don't read that. Don't look. Y'all got me on the radio. Listen, I'm telling you, this thing's so funny. Let me tell you. This ain't funny. This ain't funny, Pastor. We ready to go. I know it. I've been there, done that. And it's an interesting thing. I'm one of the coaches that you love and you don't like. Because you're being stretched. Your best coach is going to stretch you. Because they know what the game going to ask of you. You'll be glad. You'll be glad in the heat of battle that you have a coach that pets you and that pets you and then pets you. Coaches that pet and don't stretch don't have winning teams. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, what you said it was, Pastor, and why it was funny, because you get to the point where you say, well, that's enough, man. I'm ready to go. I know God ain't ready for you to go yet. It's something else he want to tell you. The Holy Spirit in you, it knows what you're going into. You're being prepared for something you can't prepare yourself for. What? What you mean I can't prepare? Because you don't know what it is. God does. God knows what he's prepared you for. When you face something, you're about to come apart at the seams, that means you wasn't prepared for it. But when God gets you ready, when he bring you out the gym, you ready. You looking for it. David said, where he at? What y'all paying? Where he at? I'm signing up. What y'all gonna do? I'm ready now. Where the stuff at? What I'm gonna get? He had been prepared. Many people would have quit out there and said, I'm out here, you ain't gonna send me no help. I'm out here with all of this. So your preparation many times. You need to go back and let's read that verse together. Let's read. Verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Amen. Daniel had an excellent spirit. Attention to detail that gives birth to superior performance. There's some things in your life you got to take out, some things you got to put in. There's some times when I have to go on, and some times when I have to just stop. And I'm going to stop. Give the Lord a shout.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening. And join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's theairchurch.org.